This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott.
There are two certainties in life. One, don't do that. And two, you dropped 150 grand on a f***ing education you could have got for $1.50 in late charges at the public library.
Adopted in 1892, the American Library Association's motto is the best reading for the largest number at the least cost. It is still the oldest and largest library organization in the world. And as technology advances, so do services public libraries provide to their communities, like access to computers and the internet. Dozens of American libraries are now becoming community maker spaces, providing access to technology like 3D printers that can be used by the public. Justin Lynch wrote about libraries as the future of manufacturing for Pacific Standard Magazine. And Justin, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks for having me.
So libraries have become places for public access to technology. How does that fit into their whole mission?
Sure. Well, I think that public libraries have always been about providing access. In the past, they've been about access to ideas, which are found in the stacks and in books. But I think with 3D printing and 3D manufacturing, public libraries are giving access to future ideas. And I think it's an incredible change that's happening. And it is true to the core mission of libraries of giving access to everyone, whether you're the janitor like Good Will Hunting or you're the rich Harvard graduate in the bar.
Define for us exactly what is a makerspace.
Sure. Well, a makerspace can really be anything where things are made. They're kind of DIY spaces where things are made digitally. They can include things as small as one 3D printer, which costs about $2,500. And they can also include things like digital laser cutters and a whole bunch of other kinds of gadgets that you can really design anything you want. And you can customize it using 3D software and 3D modeling.
So what does it mean to turn a library into a makerspace? I imagine they become a lot noisier, for one thing.
I don't really think so. You know, I was visiting the one here in Washington, D.C., and it was incredibly amazing. It looks like this kind of Willy Wonka factory of all these machines that are operating, and they are all quite small, and they're all very quiet. And the one here in D.C. had about seven 3D printers. The one in Portsmouth only has one.
Portsmouth, New Hampshire, here.
Yeah, and they just opened up their 3D printer this past spring for the public.
What kinds of things are people making on 3D printers in libraries?
Well, the thing that I find fascinating is that you can really make anything that you can imagine. So if your car part breaks off, you can make a replacement. I drop my iPhone quite often, so I was actually looking at iPhone case designs. There's a couple in New Hampshire, and they had a patent for a backup tow navigating hitch. That's for trailers, and so it makes it easier for people to navigate with trailers while going backwards. And so they had this prototype idea, and they wanted to take it to the next step, but to make a prototype, it would have cost about $15,000, and they're not structural engineers. So instead, they went to the public library in Portsmouth, and they made a prototype for about 15 cents.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then so they had to kind of refine their idea, and their cost tripled to 45 cents. So this is the kind of thing that people are using 3D printers for their patents, for their ideas, and it's a way to boost innovation, and those barriers, things like capital and access. When libraries have 3D printers, everyone has access to it for next to nothing.
So where do they get the materials for these kind of things and the designing software and the printers themselves? What kind of investment are libraries making in those, in everything that goes into making 3D printing designs?
The materials are the only thing that most library users have to pay, and it's incredibly cheap. Like I said, the couple in Portsmouth, they paid about 15 cents, and it was a very complex design. Most 3D printers cost about $2,500, but spaces can range up to about $250,000. That's how much the Chicago Public Library spent on theirs. And with the software, it's actually fascinating. This idea of access that has always been central to libraries is also central to all these DIY spaces. and the software is free for everyone. There's a program called Google SketchUp, which the couple in Portsmouth used. That's free for everyone. You can also go online to a website called Thingiverse.com, and it's kind of this repository of designs that anyone can just download and use themselves. So it's this idea of access that is central to this 3D manufacturing boom, which I find incredibly amazing. And just when you talk to the people there who are using this, they are all excited because they have a chance to innovate for next to nothing. And it's really great to hear them.
So how many libraries are turning themselves into makerspaces?
Well, I think the last big study found just over 100. But this past year, a lot have just started to implement libraries. So I wouldn't be surprised if there were around 150, maybe 200, because it takes about a year and a half for the full funding cycle and training cycle to really come to fruition, because libraries have to plan, they have to pitch funding for these devices, and then the librarians have to be trained on them. Mm-hmm. When I went to the Martin Luther King Jr. Library here in DC, they were kind of training by just making things, anything that they can imagine. One of them made a kind of this magical sword from a video game, and it was really incredible. And I think that's how a lot of people, when they do have access to these libraries, that's how they're learning. They're learning by doing.
Do you think this is going to be a survival strategy for libraries in this age when print is becoming more and more rare and people are going to the library less and less?
You know, I really think that this signifies the shift in library strategy as kind of a collection of resources to a place to give access for everyone. I certainly hope so. And when you see an idea or the first patent come out of a library, I think that is really going to represent everything that libraries are good for and they stand for. They're a collection of ideas to inspire you, and they will be a place where you can make these ideas. And also, library staffers are an incredible resource. They can help navigate patent law. They can help users with the internet. So I really think that 3D printing at libraries is going to fully encompass all of the skills that libraries have. And I certainly hope that it's a tool for success in the future, because libraries are essential for public learning and access.
Well, Justin, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
That's journalist Justin Lynch. He's also an editorial fellow at the New America Foundation, and he wrote the article, "Libraries Are the Future of Manufacturing in the United States," for Pacific Standard Magazine.